Up, we got a caller. Hello and welcome to the Jimmy Star Show.
Hello.
Hello, is this Jim McGorman?
This is.
Hi,
how
welcome to the show. We're fantastic.
Nice.
So before we get started, I want to introduce you to my cool co-host, starting off with the cool cat of film, Mr. Thomas Churchill.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
there,
Tom.
Jim? How are you? How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm too big, you know.
Come on, Tom. You're on the Jimmy Star Show. You're awesome.
Then we've got our diva of cool, Drew Albright.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to the show. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thanks a lot. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
And then we have our man behind the boards, Mr. Chad Murphy.
Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chad.
And I'm Jimmy Star. We want to welcome you to the Jimmy Star Show. Where are you calling us in from?
I'm calling from Tarzana, California.
There you go.
It's down the road.
The valley.
It's down the road from me.
Yeah, Thomas is in L.A. someplace. Where are you, Thomas?
Yeah. I'm actually on the border of Sherman Oaks and Encino, so I'm near you.
I'm right down the street, man. I'm just like a minute from Encino.
If you run to your corner now and peek your head out, you'll see me.
So we want to welcome you, Jim, and let's give a little introduction. Like, you're a singer, songwriter, producer, musical director, and all around, like, just badass dude.
Well, I like to consider myself a juggler, really. You know, I juggle many things. Yes, I am a musician.
That is juggling many things.
Instrumentalist, which is hard for me to say.
Yeah, I couldn't say it either. That's why.
Skipped that one?
I wasn't going to say multi-instrumentalist. I just wrote plays piano, bass, drums, guitar.
That's easier.
Yeah, I thought I would like make it a lot easier and see what I could do. So tell us a little bit about, because like, you do your own music. You also produce and songwrite for other people, and you've also like toured everywhere with Avril Lavigne, and you were on X Factor, and... And actually, if anybody wants to find out more about Jim McGorman, too, I'll jump it out there real quick. You can go to jimmcgorman.com, mcgorman.com, because he's got all these like videos of him and all these like superstar people he's performed with. Like,
jealous.
Yeah, like you're just you're badass, dude.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, I moved out to L.A. like, I don't know, 17 years ago or something like that, 15 years ago. And I never really intended to be a player for all these other artists. I mean, I always wanted to do recordings and be in the recording studio and do sessions, but I told my mom I was going to be a rock star, you know, in 6 months when I was 21. So it didn't quite work out the way I thought it would, but no complaints here.
Absolutely.
I should think not. Originally? Like, if you complained, I'd be very upset with you.
No. I mean, the path that I've been able to... to be on is very fortunate, and I'm from South Philadelphia, South Jersey area. I was born in Philly, and have relatives in Philadelphia and South Jersey. I went to high school in Jersey, and went to school in Boston at Berklee College of Music, and came out here right after, and I've been here ever since.
East Coast, oh.
Yep, I still eat cheesesteaks, and unfortunately, I am still an Eagles fan, so.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's so funny that you're an Eagles fan, though.
They'll be sitting with my Jets on the sofa watching the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I'm not a fan of football at all, just in general, but I like the Philadelphia Eagles just because I watched that movie Invincible with Mark Wahlberg every month I watch it because it's so like inspirational. I love it so much. I know that's gay as hell, but I just love it.
That's a great movie. That's a good movie about Vince Papale. Yeah. Great story.
I think it's a great story. It's a lot of fun, and I fast forward all the parts I don't like when I watch it. So like I watch it just for like the good parts, like when he makes the team and when he actually does the touchdown and stuff. I watch just the good parts over and over again, and I just freaking like love it. So I'm all about the Eagles. What are you
Jimmy,
gonna say?
I usually watch The Legend of Billie Jean just to hear Pat Benatar singing Invincible.
I do too. Oh my God, yeah, The Legend of Billie Jean is like one of my favorite songs. I mean, movies. It's such a good movie.
It's up there
Christian and Helen Slater, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Christian Slater, and it's also got that dude Peter.
What's her name's in it? His sister's in it too.
Yeah,
the one
Helen
Supergirl.
Slater.
Yeah, Helen Slater, Christian Slater, and that who's that dude who was the father in that movie where Mandy Moore dies? His name's
That's
Peter something. Peter Coyote. Peter Coyote. It's got Peter Coyote. I love Peter Coyote.
Wow.
Okay, we're like totally geeking out. We're totally geeking out.
I thought that movie would have come up today, but...
Hey, you never know what's going to come up, though. Let's talk about X Factor for a minute. I know we're going to talk about you and your music, but I was a huge Chris Rene fan. I totally wanted Chris Rene to win. He sang with Avril Lavigne on the final. You were there. Right. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, it was interesting. I mean, they shoot that at CBS over in L.A., and I had been on a show called Rockstar in Excess and Rockstar Supernova, where I was in the house band where they were trying to find a lead singer for in Excess, and then for the super group with Tommy Lee and Jason Newsted and Gilby Clark the following season. So it was nice to kind of be back in the same, it's the same room in the same building. It's the same place that they shoot American Idol as well. So it was kind of cool to be back. And my wife is friends with Paula Abdul, and it, indirectly, Paula is kind of part of the reason why, how I met my wife. So it was really nice to see her, and it was cool to get up there again. But yeah, it was a cool experience.
Actually, just to let you know, not like we're like big fan, because I'm a huge like reality show music fan, and we've actually had Delana and Magni from Rockstar Supernova.
That's right.
Yeah, on the show.
That's really cool.
Actually, we just had Magni. He Skyped in from Iceland like 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
How is he doing?
He's doing awesome. He's like so awesome, it's not even funny. And what a great time did we have like talking to him in the pitch dark in Iceland.
Yeah. His new album is out on Spectra Records, and it's awesome. If people want to know, they can go to SpectraRecords.com.
There you go.
That was good. That good was for good him. Plug. Yeah, we had a great time that season, and we ended up, I don't know if they told you, we went over to Iceland, the house band, with, I think it was, well, Delano was there, obviously Magni and Storm and a bunch of the other singers. And we kind of did like this, you know, rock star live, like two-night extravaganza of like 2 hours of music each night doing covers. And it was an absolute blast. That was in like late 2006. And yeah, it was a really awesome time.
Dude, that is so cool. Like, you like, I mean, it's like funny because you talk about people, like all these like famous people, just like, they're like no big deal, which we like, do that too. We do that a lot too, but it's just not the same famous people.
I just had a pizza with Paula Abdul. Matter of fact, we were just talking, you know, it's funny. It's great.
I also like the fact that you played on an album by Miley Cyrus. Like, I know, like, that sounds weird, but like,
I love that album.
I love Miley Cyrus. I think Miley Cyrus is so talented, and I'm so glad she's not going to be like a teen, like the little teeny bopper, you know, Mickey Mouse person or whatever anymore.
Uh-huh.
And that she's like growing up, because like I think as a grown up, her music and everything is so incredibly good, and she's got such a unique voice. And I think just the opportunity to work with these incredibly huge people that you've been able to work with is just like really cool.
Yeah, that was an interesting call to get. You know, I was through Bret Michaels, whom I had toured with Poison in early 2000s, like in 2003, and he and I have written some songs together, and I produced some stuff with him, and then I guess he was in town, and you know Miley was covering Every Rose Has Its Thorn, and the funny thing was the people who were producing it were friends of mine, and I had no idea that they were all working together, and Brett called and said, "Hey, I think we want to do some piano on Every Rose, so come on down," because you know there's really no piano in the song, in the original recording, the Poison recording. But when I played with them live, sometimes I play a little piano on it, kind of like the Something to Believe In piano part.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what we did. We kind of took the piano part vibe from Something to Believe In and applied it, excuse me, to Every Rose Has a Thorn. And I think it came out really nice. It was a kind of a cool rendition and different take on the song,
which is just cool, dude. I really do. I'm like so commendable. So let's talk about your music. You've played on with all these other cool ass people. You yourself, singer songwriter, awesome badass musician. You actually, I looked you up on iTunes. You have an album and a single that came out last year called Girls. Everybody
right,
can go to
iTunes.
Single
called Girls, yeah, and then I just put this other one up. You know, this other one that I think we're going to play today, right?
Yeah, we're going to play it today. We are sure going to play it out.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I had I had always wanted to be a singer and songwriter, and then I came out here and I got a gig playing for somebody else, and you know, it was kind of like a dream to tour the world, and obviously I was, you know, I was getting paid, and it was amazing. And so, you know, one gig kind of led to the other, and they kept kind of escalating. And, you know, I realized after all these years, you know, there were times where I kind of thought, well, where, you know, what am I going to do with my music, or when am I going to get that going? And, you know, of course I've had a few, you know, really, really close calls. I mean, I was in, you know, the head offices at, you know, Arista and all these other companies and Capital and stuff back, you know, back in kind of the mid, early 2000s. And then it just, for whatever reason, didn't work out right. And then I got an indie record deal in 2008 where I was kind of excited about that because it was much more kind of we could do stuff that I wanted to do and I wasn't going to have to worry about the politics of working with a major. And inevitably that kind of fell apart as well. But it ended up working out just fine, and I was able to kind of retain a lot of my songs. And so what I do now is I'm really kind of working more as a writer-producer on my breaks when I'm not touring, and I'm trying to make a transition to kind of do more of that full-time as a writer-producer. But I do enjoy putting out music as well, and it's just something I wanted to do for me. I mean, I had kind of been through the label mill a few times, and, you know, you get knocked down, and after a while, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to place the value of my music on whether a kid who's an A&R person that really doesn't know, in my opinion, too much about music, I'm not going to let that judge my music and affect it. So I just decided I'm just going to make music for myself and release it, and, you know, and if people like it, great.
Awesome.
Hells yeah. We're like totally behind that 100%. I mean, because that's what we do here at the Jimmy Star Show. Like, we do our show for us. And
balls against the wall.
Balls against the wall. And people happen to like it, which is like really awesome. But, you know, the whole thing is you got to do it for you.
Well, also, I think when you're not in the confines of a major label scenario, you have a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
And, if you listen to, like, for example, the girls track, that's a very heavily R&B influenced song. There's hints of Michael Jackson, you know, and obviously, you know, you'll get a Timberlake kind of comparison there. But when you hear Get It Out, I mean, that's straight up, you know, it's alt rock, you know, it's Killers or it's, you know, the Strokes kind of style. And, you know, you can't do that if you're on a major label. You literally, I mean, you can make that music, but they'll never release it and they'll never push it because they have to put you in a box. And I understand that that's part of the way marketing works, but it's kind of nice for me if I want to do an island, you know, Jack Johnson style song, I can do it. And if I want to do a full out rock song, which I will be doing soon, you know, I can do it, and it's great. And, you know, again, the song and the music will speak for itself. And if somebody wants to buy it, that's great.
Actually, we have fans in the chat room now that were like, get Jimmy to sing Girls for Us. Get Jimmy to sing Girls for Us. So you have fans for everything.
Actually, we didn't have you say that, too. How about if you just give a happy howdy doody shout out to the people in the chat room?
Howdy doody.
What's up, chat people?
There you go.
Let's
don't say howdy doody.
Let's get a little spark going. Come on.
That's funny.
There you go.
I didn't know what to do. Like, I was in my head. I said howdy, like you could say howdy to them, and so the duty just followed. So I'll say howdy. Howdy duty, everybody in the chat room.
Yeah.
Howdy duty.
There we go. So what we're going to do, Jim, so is the name of the song Get It Out or I Can't Get It Out?
I think it's just going to be Get It Out. We tried both. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, artwork-wise, it worked better to just say Get It Out, and that I think that's going to be the title. So
okay, so
it.
This song's going to be on iTunes soon, right?
It just got on today.
All right, everybody, so right you guys now. Can go and download this song that we're going to be playing. You can go to iTunes and plug in Jim McGorman, McGorman, and you can actually download it today. This is going to be like the world premiere, and we want you to announce it for us, Jim. Introduce it, and then we'll play it.
All right, you're listening to Get It Out by Jim McGorman on the Jimmy Star Show.